Today on Back to Health.
I suffered a severe disc herniation at age 31. Pain down the leg. I lost all my motor strength in my calf. I lost my reflux. I actually went to a neurosurgeon because I was worried. And he told me, well, you're young. Try chiropractic and physical therapy and see how you do. So all through my 30s, that's what I did, along with popping Vicodin after every sporting event because I was laid up in bed. But when I turned 40, that's when spinal decompression came out. And I started doing it as a patient. And for me, night and day.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Farinio, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. Dr. Farinio is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spinal care. And I want to emphasize non-surgical. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back pain or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, as well as without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing work. These next few minutes could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medications. Today, we're going to talk about relieving frequent and chronic back pain without the use of surgery. So if you are suffering from frequent or chronic back pain, I hope that you will take the time to listen to what Dr. Farinio is going to be sharing. Doctor, first of all, I got to tell you, it's a real pleasure to share this time with you. I know that you are going to help many of our listeners who are living with pain.
Thank you, Dave. I'm real excited to be here. And hopefully today we could help the listeners learn a little bit more about what I believe is the best non-surgical solution for treating chronic neck and back pain due to disc disease.
Let's begin with an example of how you helped a patient recover from severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. Got a story for us?
Yeah, with all these years, I got several stories. This story here is a funny one to me because this patient who's 90 years old comes into my office, severe low back pain, pain running down his leg. And the first thing he says to me in consultation is, Dr. Farinio, I want to golf again. I'm looking at him and go, well, my goal is to get you out of pain and moving and functioning better, but your golf days may be over. So he goes through my program, and my program for him was 8 weeks of decompression and several therapies, and he does fantastic. He does really well. We get him feeling better, the pain out of his leg, and then I don't see him. I don't see him for probably another 4 or 5 months, and then one day, he just walks back in my office, not for treatment, just comes in just to tell me that he golfed 9 holes. So I told him, I want you on my wall of fame. I go, I have to have that story up on the wall.
You know, I learned very early in life, I heard this, and now in my later life, I realize it is true. Of all the sports that we play throughout our life, you know, we play tennis, baseball, football, soccer, all of those physical sports. The one sport that you can probably play way into your elderly years is golf. We don't like to give that up, those of us who are golfers.
I'm a golfer, Dave, and I'm down to two sports, weightlifting and golf, and I do not want to give golf up either, and that's why I take my own treatment also, because I want to stay on that golf course.
Well, I take heart from your patient who is in his 90s, and you got him back out on the golf course.
Well, it's a great story, and we love hearing stories like that where patients just do so much better.
Do you have very many patients come to you who have been told that their only hope is surgery?
That's the majority of my practice, Dave. Probably over 50% are actual surgical candidates, and they're just looking for a solution before having to go, you know, and have surgery, because surgery is so risky. So yeah, we see this every day.
So when a person is suffering from chronic back pain or frequent back pain, early in the process, I would think it would be good to come to you. The earlier they get to you, the better the results may be.
I agree. I think we should be the first choice. Sometimes we're the third and fourth choice because a lot of people first want to just take the pain meds and hopefully they think that's going to work because it does, mask the symptoms. But the problem's not gone, so the pain comes back, and then it's maybe physical therapy or an epidural injection. And but once they start facing that surgical option, they don't want that risk, and then they end up coming to
No.
me. But really, they should go up the conservative ladder, do the non-surgical, more conservative things first. Epidural injections and surgery is always there waiting if the non-surgical solution doesn't work for them.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farino. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in both Campbell and San Mateo. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. That's 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. That's the website, BayAreaBackPain.com. You'll learn a lot there. Now, doctor, let's get to know you a little bit better. I stated at the beginning of our time together that you've been a doctor of chiropractic for 36 years. Why did you choose to dedicate your life to the alleviation of back and neck pain?
Well, I had back pain from high school and college. I was actually a pre-dental student at the University of San Francisco. So I wanted to be a dentist. And I had two pretty significant back injuries, one a neck injury and then a low back injury while I was in college. And both times I went to a chiropractor and he really made a difference for me. And I thought, well, maybe I'd rather look at backs than in mouths. So I made that change and I started going into chiropractic college after I graduated from University of San Francisco.
I understand that you spent the first few years of your practice dealing with sports injuries. Is that right?
That's correct. I was a sports junkie. I pretty much if it has a ball or a racket, I was doing it. And so right when I graduated from chiropractic college, I actually did another year postgraduate study, become a certified sports practitioner. And so the first 16 years of my practice, I actually owned sports injury centers and dealt with athletes from all professional Olympic and weekend warriors, but it was all about chiropractic and rehab.
I think the 49ers could use your services.
Yeah, we've had a few back in the day, and I think it's definitely helpful for them. Every professional sports team has a chiropractor on their staff.
One of the primary treatments that I was reading about for your practice involves the use of spinal decompression. Now, what is that, and why does it work to relieve severe back pain?
Well, so spinal decompression is really the only non-surgical treatment that actually can make a physical change to the disc. So we actually could target one specific disc. So if you have a disc herniation at L4-5, I'm plugging that into my computer on our decompression table, and it's going to pull at a specific angle for that specific disc. I'm able to stretch that disc, and this is important with keeping the muscles out of play. We cannot have the muscles guarding and fighting the pull. And now, if I have that specific pull and the muscles are relaxed, I could put a negative pressure inside that disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in new fluid and nutrients right from your own blood supply to help rehydrate that disc and also draw in disc material to create more room in the spinal canal or where the nerve exits to take pressure off those compressed nerves.
And when we say decompression, a person might be wondering, okay, I'm going to go onto a machine that is doing this. Is this painful?
Well, if you go on my website, Dave, the first picture you're going to see is my 88-year-old mother. And I'm not going to put my 88-year-old mother on my table or my 94-year-old father on my table if I thought I was going to hurt them. I tell people it's safer than taking a Tylenol. You will fall asleep. I fall asleep in the first 5 minutes I'm on that table. It is absolutely relaxing, it's pain-free, and it is very safe.
I know from my experience in chiropractic that it is a process over time, over several treatments, but I also have heard that quite often the decompression can alleviate pain pretty much right away, at least for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different for every case, but all the research is 20 to 25 sessions over 6 to 8 weeks. That's what shows an increase in disc height and a reduction in disc herniation size. And I have patients who do get out of pain or reduce their pain in a few visits, but the majority of the time, I tell patients about halfway through the program is when you're really going to start feeling better. And because one, I'm safe. I start very lightly. We don't pull hard. We want to make sure the patient tolerates the treatment. And then as we go through the program, I gradually increase the pull on the table until we feel the patient's getting real good decompression.
Is there any one condition that you see more often than any others?
Well, there's a few I really see, and disc herniation, sciatica are probably the top two. And then, spinal stenosis and disc degeneration are probably right behind it.
Disc herniation. Can you give us an explanation of what that is for the layperson? We may not know what that means.
There's a lot of layman terms, slip disc, all sorts of stuff. But a disc herniation, you have two parts to the disc. You have a jelly material in the middle, and you have an annulus fibrosus or a fibrous cartilage material that protects the jelly material. And with wear, tear, bending, lifting, aging, golf, genetics, the discs that we stress start to lose fluid and nutrients. They start to dry up and tear. And then that jelly material starts to squeak out, bulge, and herniate. And then once it puts pressure on those nerves, then all sorts of pain and numbness and tingling and things like that happen.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health, and that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director. He's the head guy at Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. Now, if you hear yourself described in today's program, and you would like to have a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. I hope you'll write that down. I hope you will call him. Here it is again, 650-977-3701. And I'll give that to you again later in the program. You can also log on to the website bayareabackpain.com. That's bayareabackpain.com. So far today, we have talked about spinal decompression. Dr. Ferrigno, there's so much to talk about, and we have so little time, which I think is a good reason for our listeners to tune in each and every week for more information that could help them or maybe a loved one live pain-free. You like to say that Bay Area Disc Center is a place for a second chance, and it's a choice based on research, science, and technology. Can you explain?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we talked a little earlier, I want it to be their first option, but sometimes it's not. And we really take a really comprehensive, full body approach in my practice. We do a thorough consultation, examination. You have to have an MRI to go on my table. So this way we could really target not just pain, but where's that pain coming from? What's the underlying diagnosis that we want to get to so we could really target the real root cause problem of the condition so we have longer term benefit for the patients, not just masking pain. We want to have long term relief.
You mentioned MRI. Why is that so important? I know that quite often when I go to the chiropractor, they will do an X-ray, but you're talking about an MRI. Why is that so important, and what's the difference?
Yeah, it's really crucial because one, it's important because we target one specific disc at a time. So we need to know the exact disc where the problem is. X-rays just show bones and they show the space where the disc is, but it doesn't show the disc, the nerve roots, the ligaments. And a lot of times we'll look at an X-ray and one area may have disc thinning because you can see the space and maybe some degeneration, but the disc herniation is completely somewhere else. And so, we cannot just pull based off an X-ray. We have to see the MRI because we want the whole story. I don't want to guess. I want to see and I want to know exactly what the problem is.
So the X-ray, it can show you the alignment, but the
Yes.
MRI gives you far more information, right?
Absolutely.
Critical information, I would expect. Let's talk about that a little bit more as it applies to someone with a herniated or a bulging disc. I know that's a very painful and limiting condition. First of all, as I said, we hear those terms and we don't necessarily know exactly what they mean. And you've explained those to us, and you've done so nicely in layman's language. Would you tell us then what a bulging or herniated disc actually does? Why does that cause pain?
Sometimes you could have a disc herniation and not have any pain. And then you do something that inflames it, or that disc pushes out just far enough to hit the nerve root. Once it hits the nerves, your nervous system is your most vital system in your body, and it controls every cell and tissue in your body. So your brain is going to protect the nervous system at all costs. So all of a sudden that disc butts up against the nerve root, and immediately your brain wants to protect it. So it sends signals to the muscles to go into spasm and to tighten up to guard and protect that nerve root. So a lot of people think, oh, it's a muscle. No, actually the muscles are doing their job. They are guarding and protecting. It hurts, but your brain don't care. It wants to protect the nervous system. So that's why the key, you could do all this treatment, massages and pain, you know, muscle relaxers, but that's not taking the pressure off the nerve. That's why we want to go deeper with spinal decompression, to take the pressure off that nerve so those muscles will relax long-term.
We talked about decompression. Are there other treatments you use for a bulging or herniated disc?
Absolutely. We really attack every aspect of why patients are having that chronic back or neck pain. I've developed a treatment protocol called disc restoration therapy. It's a five-step, what I call my spine solution, to really the most optimal way to treat these conditions. And spine stands for five things. S for spinal decompression. P for physiotherapy, that could be shockwave, it could be electric muscle stimulation, deep tissue laser, all those things help with reducing inflammation and speeding up tissue healing. I is intersegmental mobilization, because we want to make sure joints are open, moving, and functioning well. N is nutritional support, because that does make a difference. And E is exercise rehabilitation, because we do want to strengthen those core muscles to help protect that injured area.
And we began by saying that you have been a doctor of chiropractic for 36 years, but your treatment for back pain, as I understand it, is quite advanced past the usual manipulation that chiropractic has been known for over the years, right?
Absolutely. The technology has changed so much. You know, in the beginning, you know, as a chiropractor, you mainly used your hands, you manipulated, maybe you did some ultrasound or some ice and exercises. Now we have so many more tools to help patients get better. And it makes a big difference. I'll tell you, even my own personal story, Dave, you know, I remember I own sports injury centers, but I suffered a severe disc herniation at age 31, you know, pain down the leg. I lost all my motor strength in my calf. I lost my reflex. I actually went to a neurosurgeon because I was worried. And he told me, well, you're young, try chiropractic and physical therapy and see how you do. So all through my 30s, that's what I did, along with popping Vicodin after every sporting event because I was laid up in bed. But when I turned 40, that's when spinal decompression came out, and I started doing it as a patient. And for me, night and day, it was a game changer, so much so that I sold my sports injury centers and opened up disc centers.
Wow.
And it was a big difference in my life for me.
The issue of a disc herniation or a bulging disc, we might tend to think that that is just something that affects people who are getting up in their years, but you were 31 when that happened. So is that uncommon?
It's the most common. Disc herniation usually occurs between 25 and 40. And then as we get older, that's when all the degeneration, the arthritic changes start to occur. The spinal stenosis starts to occur. So two different age groups with different conditions.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farinio. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, if you are hearing your condition being described today, you can schedule an appointment for that complimentary evaluation by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. I hope you'll write it down, and then I hope you will call them. You can also log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, BayAreaBackPain.com. And then call them at 650-977-3701. Doctor, a person listening today may be wondering, is that for me? Could I get the pain relief I crave and I need with the help of Dr. Farinio and Bay Area Disc Center? You actually have a quick quiz, don't you, on your website that can answer that question?
Yes, that quiz really does help us a lot because it tells me before the patient has even walked in my door what's going on, how long they've had the condition, what the severity is, what other treatments that they may have already had, you know, if they've had a couple epidurals, if they've done chiropractic already. And a biggie is if they've already had surgery and what type of surgery. Because if they've had a fusion, well, they may not be a candidate for decompression because I can't decompress a fused disc. So we have other treatments for that. But filling out that quiz does make a difference. I'm already ready to roll before they even walk in the door.
Again, that website is BayAreaBackPain.com. BayAreaBackPain.com. One of the other conditions that we have not talked about and that we often hear mentioned is sciatica. What is that?
So sciatica is when that disc herniation or maybe degeneration starts to put pressure on the sciatic nerve. The sciatic nerve comes from the lower lumbosacral region. That's where the nerves exit the spine. They go right down your buttock and down your, usually down the back or outside of your leg, all the way to your foot. And so sciatica is really just when the sciatic nerve is inflamed due to it being compressed, usually by a disc herniation or degenerative disc disease. It's one of the most painful conditions. I've had the biggest, strongest guys pretty much in the fetal position on my floor while I do a consultation. Wow. And I always tell people it's the most painful condition. And then if I have a woman in the room, I look at her and said, outside of childbirth, because I don't know that one. But outside of that, I think it's the most painful condition.
Let's talk about another condition that you're able to treat. People with chronic back pain that's caused by activities like gardening, lifting, sports, or any other taxing physical activity. I know that I have needed, as I said, to seek relief at times for what I called a twisted back. I get a little bit, overzealous on the weekend. How do you help those of us who are weekend warriors?
It's funny, Dave. Gardening is my number one flare-up why patients
Wow.
come into this office. Out in the garden, bending, twisting, and they throw their backs out. And it could be several things. Remember, the gardening's not the condition. They're just flaring up the condition that they already have. Either that disc gets inflamed or the nerve root gets inflamed, or maybe they just strain their back. And for those, or we're misaligning those vertebral segments. So sometimes it could just be some chiropractic and therapy that takes care of it. Or if they really inflame their disc, then maybe we're doing a decompression program. That's the most common thing. We overdo it. And it gets us.
You know, normally people will tell us, well, you know, just go home and put some ice on it. I know you agree with that, but that may not be all that is needed, right?
Yeah, and that's the first thing to do. Definitely ice it, right? Because that does reduce inflammation. But yeah, no matter what, you should get it looked at, make sure it's nothing serious. And hey, if it's something small, then it's going to go away pretty quickly. Sometimes back pain does go away within a week or two. But if it definitely starts to go longer than that, the five most dangerous words are, I thought it'd go away.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Farinio. He is, as I said, the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in both Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or your neck, if you're suffering from sciatica, if you are unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis, a spinal fracture, or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation. The number to call is 650-977-3701. 650-977-3701. They treat the cause, not the symptom, with individual, customized plans based on your needs, your anatomy, and yes, your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain meds and without losing time at work. Say yes to strength, freedom, and a pain-free future with the help of Bay Area Disc Centers. So again, call them at 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. We hope that today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Dave. This was a lot of fun, and hopefully we educated the listeners a little bit today.
I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.